its name?
Hogwarts! Hogwarts!
I didn't hear you, kid!
Hogwarts! Hogwarts!
Man, I'm glad I'm back.
Hello, Internet! This is Hardy Girl here, and I've got Mrs. Tangent and Tangent Dragon with me.
Barb.
Hi.
Oh, goodness. So today we're going to do something a little different. I am a huge StarKid fan, and...
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, whatever. I like StarKid, okay? So...
Wait, we're not watching Harry Potter? You lied to me. You lied to me.
No.
Told me we were watching Harry Potter.
We're watching Harry Potter. It's just StarKid Potter.
It's too late
but you
now.
Lied to me.
No, I didn't.
I demand my money back.
Okay, it's okay now.
Okay.
It's okay.
Anyway, so anyways, I'm a huge StarKid fan, and today just happens to be the 7th anniversary of the first live
thing.
Show of a Harry Potter musical at the University of Michigan. So, I just figured today would be a good day to do this, and then I talked them into it, and I'm very happy about it. So they've never seen it before.
Talked more like lied to. I was given blasphemy.
I believe the exact conversation went: we could do this, or we could watch the Potter musical, and you go, okay,
okay.
I believe that was the exact conversation.
Or I fall asleep and go, oh, wait, where am I?
Anyway.
So anyways, I'm just going to give them a little bit of background on StarKid just to start so they kind of understand. And then we're going to watch the first act. And then we'll come back and talk about what we've seen in the first act of a Harry Potter musical. And then we're going to go watch the second act. And we'll come back at the end and talk about how we liked the whole thing. Spoiler alert, I'm going to love it. Because I already do. Okay, so StarKid is like a theater troupe that was started by theater majors at the University of Michigan back...
So already a bad story.
Huh?
Nothing good ever comes from that.
Oh, well, theater they're making troops. Lots of money, so I think they're okay. I mean, you know, they're pretty good, I think.
Sure.
Anyway, so... Obviously, Darren Criss is the most notable person to have come from StarKid, you know, Glee and all that.
Oh.
And he plays Harry, and so that's that. And then, I'm trying to think of what else you need to know. Oh, this was originally, like, performed in 2008, so any, like, jokes that are totally, you know, towards the later... Uh-huh. You know, early 2000s. That's why it's there. Like, there's a Zefron poster in there. So that's why there's a Zefron poster is because it's, you know, from 2008. So, all right. So we're gonna. Yeah, that's part of it too.
Back when he used to sing and dance. Then he tried to do it in Bad Grandpa, and
He didn't try. I think he was forced. To sing in that movie, and I think they just dubbed his voice a little bit, because it looked like he refused to sing.
Yeah. He's like, if I do, oh, god damn.
Alright, so we're gonna go ahead and, go and start this. I'm probably gonna put a little bit of, like, Potter StarKid music in here, in between, so that you get some StarKidness in this, and then we'll be back after Act 1. Bye, guys!
The pain. The suffering!
Okay, there's no way y'all are in that much pain. You were laughing the whole way through it, so shut up.
It's no, she was laughing all the way through it. I was abstaining.
You laughed.
Abstaining.
I liked the dialogue. The singing kind of made me uncomfortable.
Why does the singing make you uncomfortable?
I don't know.
The only thing I enjoyed was tap dancing.
It was awkward.
Okay. No, it was awesome, but I think the other cast members should have had tap shoes.
I know.
Yeah, my that would have been good.
It would have been better if they kind of snuck some tap shoes on Harry Potter.
You kind of have to remember, you know, school play.
Yeah.
They could still sneak it onto his feet. He was in the dark half the time.
They're a theater troupe. They should know.
There's someone wearing all black. That moves things and puts things on people.
I get that. I just want to point out, like, they didn't have funding, really, at all.
HG, I am allowed to judge. And I shall judge.
They didn't have the funding.
Thoroughly.
And I'm allowed to defend. So.
I shall judge vigorously.
So they didn't have funding to switch his shoes in that little bit where...
I don't know! Okay, I'm just trying to be, you know, like, I don't know.
I liked the part where Coral and Voldemort Head came back drunk and said, hey,
of course. Yes, I love that. Oh my gosh, yes.
We just did this again.
Okay, so do you have any questions that need to be answered?
No. Where are the Puppet Pals? I was promised Puppet Pals.
I never promised Puppet Pals.
I wanted Puppet Pals.
You're
there
hopeless.
Was a bomb, and I was expecting Puppet Pals to appear and start singing when the bomb was ticking.
Oh, I'm a sandwich. I like this weird, like, Yiddish Dumbledore. I don't know what he's trying to do, but it's...
It gets even better in Act Two.
Oh, you missed the raffle.
Minus 10 points for Gryffindor. Thanks for Hermione.
Hufflepuffs are very good at finding more talents.
Very good finders.
What the hell
is a Hufflepuff? Oh man. Okay, so how do you feel about the acting?
It's typical theater acting, like high school theater acting.
Okay.
It's really good in some parts, and it's kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, are you ready to start part two?
My brain hurts.
Sure.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Act two doesn't have as many.
Yeah, there was a lot of parts to act one. There was like, what?
You have to remember that this was... uploaded to YouTube in a time when YouTube videos could only be, like, 12 minutes long. Okay. So they had to split it
memories.
Up. So, memories. You just gotta remember that. Alright, so we're gonna go
after
start...
all this time, they redo it and, like, have, you know, the full thing all together.
Well,
in
you
one
know,
happy marriage couple.
That would be lovely, but, I fear that if they did that, they would stop making new plays, and I love their new plays, so I would appreciate it if they would keep doing the new plays.
I mean, I'm sure they still have the footage. They can just put all of it onto...
Well, yes. I mean, the thing is that pretty much the troupe that you see is pretty much what's still there, and so there's not a lot of people. I mean, there's probably a good, like, 10 people who are thoroughly, constantly involved with Starkid, and that's it. And so they're, like, constantly involved in the planning and prepping of the new stuff.
Okay.
So there's not a lot of time for them to be going back and, like, updating other stuff. There's also, like, some stuff that's been pulled out of here because it was supposedly too racy. And so I've seen it because I saw it, like, when it originally went up.
Okay.
But they've gone back and edited it out now, and so you can't see it now.
Oh, sad.
Lame.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that much stuff that's really that
I
much
I thought
racier.
She was about to go a little friendly with that guitar for a second. I was waiting for the guitar to slowly slide up the skirt.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, whoa.
Tangent.
Easy with that.
Too far. Tangent. You went too far. Too far.
I live in the too even far.
Even for theater, that was too far.
Oh, no. Nothing's too far for theater.
Stop shouting.
I will shout all that I want, and I shall do whatever I please.
Because you're a magical dragon?
That I am, and apparently I was being fought.
You were?
Yes.
And your kinsmen were being fought.
Yes, my magical
And you've got the Hungarian Hornetail. It's very dangerous.
Most terrifying thing you've ever seen in your entire life.
He's the black sheep of the family. We don't pay attention to him.
You don't pay attention to the Hungarian Horntail?
No, because they always eat our food, and they're always serenaded by young boys.
Only Puff and Imaginary and Reluctant. You only talk dragon. To them?
Only talk to them.
Okay. All right.
We abstain.
We abstain from the Hungarian Horntail.
We abstain.
Yeah.
Honestly,
is that because y'all like Heinz tomato ketchup, and so you can't have him around?
No, we do not like Heinz.
Tomato ketchup?
Yes, ketchup.
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 Tomato.
Tomato.
Heinz tomato ketchup.
Anywho, I did love. I did love when the one guy got injured by the curse, and he Voldemort goes, "Are you okay?" Yeah, it's just like very quiet.
Yes, I love the relationship that Quirrell and Voldemort have in the Star Kid shows because it is fantastic.
They're very best friends.
Well, they're very best friends, and then once you get to like the third Star Kid Potter show, they take that a little farther.
Oh, okay.
Ba-doom.
We're too wild and crazy, guys.
Yeah. You don't see anything like, you know, like.
Oh, all I want is to fade to black as like there's a bed and then just.
No, you don't see that either. It's just like they come in for like basically the epilogue. Because the third Potter show is basically like, it's the last Potter show. Like they're not doing anymore.
No.
So it was sad. Yeah. But so they put an epilogue on it, and so Harry shows up with his kid, and then you see Voldemort and Quirrell show up with their kid. It's brilliant.
Fan fiction.
It's brilliant.
It's very fan fiction-y.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, no, this entire thing is super fan fiction-y. I mean, we had a whole thing about Hermione. Are you kidding me? Like, it's Hermione. All fan fiction.
What's Hermione again?
Draco and Hermione.
Oh, yeah.
And then I liked where it's, like, Dumbledore was like, no, Severus Snape is the most brilliant, gentlest, caring,
sexiest man I've ever known. Oh, my God. And Severus Snape is no more trying to kill you, Harry Potter, than he's trying to kill me.
It's, oh, Lord, why would I even bomb. Do that?
It's brilliant.
I liked how in the beginning Professor Snape has a what is a, you know, a porky, and who could tell me what is foreshadowing?
I know. It's brilliant. It's like, what is a porky? What is foreshadowing? It's just general information that everyone should know, including you, audience.
Oh, what is this? Oh, it's that was a rhetorical question. Minus 10 points for Gryffindor.
10 points for Gryffindor. Oh my gosh.
Thanks.
Yeah, they do, the guy who plays Snape is named Joe Moses, and he has done a bunch of, like, interviews of the cast as themselves while he is playing Snape. It's brilliant. It's called the Potions Master's Corner, and it is so brilliant. It's so good. It's brilliant. All right, so
he was going like,
yeah, he's like this, running after Joe. It's brilliant. It's so good. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and start. Act 2, and we'll
back
be back
to the torture
afterwards. It's not torture. You're
to
liking
the torture
it. You're laughing. This entire conversation has shown that you actually liked it.
Does it? Or
yes,
was I merely agreeing with you so that way we could move on to the next year?
You're just using your imagination.
You have brought me into your
imaginary dragon.
No. Your imaginary dragon is here, and I agree with you full-heartedly, but really and truly, I am not agreeing with you. So on to Act 2.
Don't you get it? It's hopeless. I'm all alone. Ginny, I'm all alone.
So what did we think of the ending?
The second half was better.
Yes, I agree.
Kind of feel violated. It's like watching Rocky Horror live for the first time. You kind of feel violated.
Especially if they force you to go on stage. It's not nearly
as bad as Rocky Horror. The first time I watched Rocky Horror was in my college dorm room by myself.
Ooh, dorm room.
And I'm like sitting there going, what am I watching? What is happening to me?
It's worse when you watch it with other people.
Like, oh, I'm sure it is. But I was like, you know.
Violated through TV.
No, what's violating is Freddy got fingered. If you've never seen it,
I don't have someone see that
has seen it and you watch it and just feel yourself being violated.
I over don't want to see
and
that.
Over
that sounds fun.
You violated us with this. Shut I will up. Violate you with that eventually.
Okay, okay.
One of these days.
All right. So we're gonna go back to Starkid now.
Why?
But anyway, I feel like all the characters were well casted.
Yes.
I do like the Yiddish Dumbledore.
Oh my gosh. So, on the cast recording, because they have an album for this, and the part in the opening song where they go, you know, they introduce Albus, and he comes in and he's like, I welcome all of you to Hogwarts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The welcome in the cast version, the, like, recording. He holds for, like, I swear, 2 minutes. He holds the note for just, like, 2 minutes. And it's ridiculous. And then they, like, do live shows and stuff at, like, you know, Harry Potter conventions. And they've done, like, actual live tours.
Wow.
And as they go around and, like, as the years go by, I swear, Dylan is holding the note. Longer and longer and longer, and you're like, Dylan, you have to breathe at some point.
You have to breathe. Like,
breathing is something that has to
happen.
You have
to let go. I'll never let go. I'll never let go.
Oh my gosh, it's hysterical. Okay, so on the topic of songs, what was y'all's favorite song?
They're all the same. I couldn't keep track. It's too many.
Definitely Voldemort tap dancing for me.
Okay, so
that was a good one.
Dance Again. And my favorite is Not Alone, but I feel like a lot of StarKid fans' favorite Harry Potter musical song, at least, is Not Alone.
So you're just part of the crowd.
Okay, but Not Alone
has,
like...
You're part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Not Alone has this, like, very special place in the StarKid fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the fact that, like, it became a song that was not so much just part of the musical, but it was for, like, everyone in the fandom. And, like, it was saying, you know, you're sitting there in your bedroom watching this show, but you're not alone because all of us love it together, and that's all we need. And, like, it's cool. The story behind the song is cool, too, because Darren was, like, in Italy when he wrote it, missing all of his friends back at Umish. And so, it's a cool song with a really cool story behind it.
That's cool.
And if you're, like, a StarKid fan and you don't know this, Darren just released a, fully, like, studio version of Not Alone, and it's fantastic.
It was for the fans.
It's amazing. That's where I got my shirt that I showed y'all. Because the way that he released it so that he didn't have to do it through a label was, like, basically, he gave away shirts. And as a gift with the shirts, you got the studio recording of the song.
Yes.
So you had to buy the shirt. And then you got the song. So I basically paid, like, $20 for a recording version of one song and got a free t-shirt. Because all I really cared about was the song.
I remember you telling me this a long time
ago. Yeah, it was, like, in November.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
So long ago.
So long ago. But it's such a good version. So good.
And all the little people that were flying over now.
Oh, yeah. We were watching it on my
Apple TV through YouTube, and
screensavers.
The screensavers on the new Apple TV are fantastic.
Love little people.
Yeah, I feel like we're like going through. I think New York, probably.
You're flying on my back.
On tangents back through New York.
Totally. All the little people and their little lives.
Oh.
Oh, the little people. Okay, so if you had to guess, what would you think that a Harry Potter sequel is about?
4, 5, and 6?
No, they did.
I mean, they basically did everything in Potter Musical.
One musical.
So, what would you guess? And then I'll tell you what it really is.
Is it based off of actual fan fiction?
No. No. It's like based off of the books. They just do other stuff that wasn't in the book. That's all I meant. They do stuff from the book, but the stuff is stuff that wasn't in this play.
Is there a giant spider? Do they have a giant spider?
Giant spider comes in the third.
Ah!
And there is a song that's called Get in My Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And the giant spider seductively sings this song that's called Get in My Mouth. And he literally goes at one point, get into my mouth. It's hysterical. And this is very weird to hear myself talking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a second after. It's taking some getting used to. Anyway, the singing was even worse. So what do you think the second one's about?
4, 5, and 6.
Okay, no. That's not what it is. We said that.
They go out of order anyways.
So yeah, I mean, they're, like, they were 12 in this, and yet he defeated Voldemort.
He was 17.
When he was 17 in the book, so, yeah. I mean.
No, he was 12.
Well, in this he was, yes. 12.
So in the next one, he'd be 13, and he's doing magic.
All right, no. Or you want me to just tell you?
No, we want to be surprised.
Do you see...
Am I actually going to get you to watch it?
Probably not.
Exactly, that's what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, you'll probably watch it. Why not?
Do you see the other Defense Against the Dark Art teacher, the one after Quirrell?
Lockhart? Yeah. Lockhart comes in the third one, and he's brilliant.
But they're going out of order!
I know.
It's the point.
The Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher in the second one is Lupin.
Oh, cool.
Okay, I like...
And Lupin runs around in whitey tighties a lot.
Why?
Why not?
Because he's a werewolf! And so he just, like, randomly runs in with blood all over him in whitey tighties. It's brilliant. Duh. It's so good.
Thanks for spoiling the second one for us. I wanted
That's
to be surprised.
That's not gonna spoil you!
So spoiled. Everything it's gonna is fly spoiled. Away now.
Everything. Okay.
I hate this place.
Do you want me to tell you or not?
Okay.
Okay.
There's another lion.
No, there is not another lion.
There's no Rumble Roar.
Rumble Roar does not come back.
No.
However, Ferenz is in it.
Ew.
So they have the person who played Goyle puts on like stretchy white tights.
Oh god.
With like basically they cut the head off of like a Pegasus toy from like the Disney store,
yeah.
And then they stuck it on the back of the pants. So he's got this, like, tiny little butt.
Uniform
and
butt.
Then he's, like, the tallest guy in the cast. It's brilliant.
Friends.
It's so brilliant. Yeah, Friends. Yeah. So, basically, the premise is that the Death Eaters, led by Malfoy.
You were talking about putting something in your mouth, and now you have a mouthful.
Very funny. So led by Lucius Malfoy, the Death Eaters come. They like meet at Lucius' house, and Lucius is like, "I have a plan," and they're all like,
"We have a plan.
He's dead. He can't come back." And there's like a song, and literally at a point in the song, they go, yes, yes, I know, there is literally no way to move forward in this point.
And it's brilliant, because he's like, yes, yes, I know. He marries Ginny. They live happily ever after. There's literally no way to move forward from this point. And then he tells his plan, which is, he has a time turner. So they're all gonna go back in time 1 year to Harry Potter's first year, and they're gonna kill him in his first year.
It's a genius idea.
That would have made sense.
Yeah.
But no. No, it didn't.
So that's what they do.
Okay.
They go back, and of course, they don't actually end up killing Harry, but that's the premise of that one. And the premise of this third one is set, it's set in their seventh year, so they're like seniors, and it's like senior year.
Senior.
And the premise of the third one is basically that, the diary wasn't a Horcrux, but it still has, like, Voldemort's soul in it for some reason. So, the premise is that Harry breaks up with Ginny, and Ginny still gets the journal, and Voldemort, like, gets into Ginny, and they have to go, you know, defeat Voldemort. And you also, like, see Voldemort in his school years. So you see Voldemort with, like, Lucius and Bellatrix as, like, school kids. It's hysterical. Yeah. And that one they did at, like, LeakyCon.
Oh.
As, it was supposed to just be, like, a stage reading of the script. Mm-hmm. But they had full freaking costumes and, like, a fully puppeted basilisk. But they, on their Twitter before it happened, and, like, all over social media, they're like, guys, it's we're not even gonna have costumes. Like, it's totally just a script reading. Sorry. And then they do it, and everybody at LeakyCon was like, because they don't let people record anything.
Yeah.
Like, at all. So everybody at LeakyCon comes out, and they're like, oh my gosh, it was so much more than a screen reading! And you're all like, I need to see it now! And it takes them, like, you know, 3 months to get it up on YouTube, and you finally see it, and you're like, this is not a stage reading! This is, like, basically a play, but half of you are carrying around your scripts, and also, Darren has no idea what he's doing, because he just flew in, like, 2 days ago from filming Glee. Because at that point, he was filming Glee, and so,
Glee.
Darren, like, at one point, he's supposed to be, like, killing the basilisk, but he's with everyone else, and Joey, who plays Ron, like, looks at him, and as Ron goes, Harry, you need to go kill the basilisk! And then Darren's like, oh yeah, I should do that!
I was doing that.
It's brilliant. It's so good.
So great.
They do a reprise of the Going Back to Hogwarts in the third one, so it's different lyrics, but at one point, like, he actually says, you know, where everybody knows I'm cool, and he had taken his, like, tie off before that, so he put it back on. Because he's going back to Hogwarts, so it's, like, important to put the tie back on for some reason. So he puts Hogwarts. The tie back on, but he didn't, like, tie it. He just slipped it over his head. And he buttoned the very top button with part of the tie inside of his neck and part of it outside of his neck. So he goes to, like, do this, and it doesn't work. He just kind of stops for a second. And then he keeps going in the song, and he gets to a part, and he's just like, fuck the tie! In the middle of the song. And it's brilliant. And it's like this huge Starkid fan thing that we all are like, fuck the tie, because the tie's ridiculous. It's brilliant. So anyways, I'm glad I could share my Starkid obsession with y'all.
Thanks.
Hopefully it wasn't so too terribly painful.
It's a really funny moment.
I will say this. This is not one of their best plays. Mostly probably because they didn't have a lot of funding. And it was the first one. And they didn't really know how to film it. And they didn't really know how to mic it. And so it's really not the best one.
The Batman one is so good, and we should really watch that one sometime. Batman. It's also a lot shorter than this one.
But, I mean, is Spider-Man in it?
No, it's all DC characters.
What about Atuba?
No.
I want Batman, Spider-Man, and Atuba.
It's Batman, and there's Superman, and there's Green Lantern.
No, I have to have Batman, Spider-Man, Atuba.
No. Atuba.
You don't know Batman, Spider-Man, Tuba?
No.
Seriously, look it up on your fancy Apple TV. Batman, Spider-Man, Tuba.
Okay, we'll look it up on the fancy. Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it's on YouTube's. Okay. YouTubers.
It's on the YouTubes.
It's the tube that does it's on you.
The tubes that do you.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Okay, so, what is it? Batman, Spider-Man,
Tuba.
Like, the instrument.
Yes.
What other tuba is there?
No? Shh. You have to be quiet so I can dictate this. Batman, Spider-Man, tuba.
There it is.
No.
This Batman, one? Spider-Man, tuba.
What? Yeah. What?
Just click it. Just click
that one? Okay, we're gonna watch this real
That's
fast.
That's a big tuba anyway. What?
It's Batman, Spider-Man, Tuba.
That
was pointless.
Batman, Spider-Man, Tuba. That
was pointless.
Number one, pointless. Number two, horrid.
Meh. Batman, Tuba.
Yeah.
Got a bit.
I don't know what to say to that.
That was
That's why you always need to have Batman, Spider-Man, Tuba.
All right, well, I think we should stop.
That's a good place.
I think that's a great place to stop because I don't...
No.
Yeah.
No, we got...
No, I think we're going to stop now.
Batman, Tuba, and then we fly on my back until the never-ending story.
Okay.
The never-ending story.
All right, Internet. You can reach us at Twitter at RamblinOnRed5. You don't get the joke. We can't help you.
Sad face.
If you want to email us, do that at ramblinonpodcast@gmail.com.
Did you say pie?
No, I said podcast.
But I want pie.
Go get
Lord
it.
Lord Almighty.
I was promised pie.
Go get it.
Okay.
Tuba, obviously we are not wanted here.
You can find me on pretty much every site at HardyGirl528491. That includes fanfic sites, so come see me. I don't really care. The Tangents don't have social media, so you can't reach them. Sorry.
We are part of your figment of your imagination.
Yeah, that's
Hardy
why.
Girl.
I'm just a lonely person who makes up figments of my imagination.
No, you randomly went on a tangent, and I was born, and when I got bored, and I created a wife.
Oh, God.
So I...
Too far.
All right, we're done.
So
we're
you
done.
Can have a friend.
Okay.
And then we all fly around.
All right.
Away.
We will talk to you later, Internet. Have a wonderful day.
Or we'll talk to you in the next 10 seconds. In 10.
Bye.
I guess it's plain to see when you look at you and me, we're different. Different as can be.
We simply guarantee when you look at you and me, we're different, different as can be.
It's a comedy of sorts when you're bound to Voldemort.
And I'm happy as a squirrel. Long as I'm with Mr. Quirrell, we'll lead him to the slaughter and we'll murder Harry Potter. We're different, 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 different as can be.
Why? The rum is gone. She stole my cup and the rum is gone. But the rum is gone. Why is the rum gone?
There was no rum to begin with.
You're being better, my rum.
No, there's... There's no rum to begin with.
There was rum in the cup.
No.
Run in a cup.
I think you're thinking about Rumble Roar.
Rumble Roar!